Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Side Campaign. This is Paul. I'm your Game Master. With me we have Mike, who plays Admiral Rabies.
Ahoy!
Rob, who plays Surge?
Yep. Howdy.
He is playing remotely today, so he might sound different than the rest of us. Cody, who plays Primal.
Hey, all.
Last but not least, Art, who plays Showtech.
Evening.
Got them all right. I got all the names. It took me a second to remember the name of the damn podcast.
You got it right, but there was a question
on one of them. One. It was just Surge. It wasn't kind of that.
There was a question mark, though.
Technically Storm Surge, but yeah.
And I will cut it out. That little bit about the question.
Anyway, so guys, the last couple sessions, it's kind of been a whirlwind of run, fight, run, fight. God, stop hitting me.
Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to New Florida, bitches.
Hey, there's an episode title.
Welcome to New Florida.
Florida bitches. That would be the previous.
Previous episode. Yep.
Yeah. So, you guys kind of get a rude awakening to, you know, the coming into the side campaign, and you kind of hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be establishing more lore bits and like how things work as we go, but you guys got paid.
Yep.
And you took down 3 bounties.
Mm-hmm. That we did.
In one day.
You had a good damn day. Let's be quick.
Yeah, but we only got paid for one of them.
Some of us had a good day.
No, I was.
Primal didn't.
I was busy picking this singe out of my hair.
Did you ever get below 15 HP?
Yes.
Okay. You need actual medical attention. That's a thing. If you go below your first level hit points, you need actual medical attention to be okay.
No, I was gonna say you dropped me twice.
Oh, you're right. I did. I did a beast man.
Yeah, so we're busy picking his teeth up off the pavement.
And I'm climbing out of the water.
like a bedraggled cat, because I believe we just ended right at the end of the combat, right?
Yeah, I was in turtle form, too, so.
You beat Typhlosion's ass.
It was Typhlosion, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The eruption was and then the slash were the two hints.
Yeah.
And how many Pokemon know eruption and slash? It's not a long
life. No,
it's just Typhlosion. So, you guys, you got paid for which one?
We got paid for the lady in the movie theater.
Okay. So you knocked
Duplicity.
Duplicity?
Copycat. Duplicity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't get paid for the assassin type guy who's digging a hole.
Nope.
Or the guy burning down the boats.
Although I'd argue we have to get paid twice for that guy because there was a second person
but
there.
No. did we discuss what the name of the app you guys use is?
No. Not that I know of.
Yeah, it's been a while, so I don't remember.
Working on an inspiration here. Because if not, we're going to make it up right now and make it canon.
I want to call it the Blue Shell.
I was going to say Crown Royals.
We're not crowns, though.
No, we're not.
No, you guys...
Wasn't that the 3-card Monty Bank?
That's the bank.
That's the bank.
Monty is our...
Yes.
...contact.
Yeah.
He's the leader of...
Well, I mean, it could be a Monty Bank. It could be...
Not a corporation.
It could just be a Monty Bank app.
Shell.
And you guys work for the... Nautilus.
Yeah. Nautilus AI, yeah.
So I'm going to say that it's just the Nautil app.
Yeah, I was just going to call it the Blue Shell because, you know, Mario.
I know, but anyway, they don't get sued.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call it the Nautil app.
Okay.
Which is a terrible name. You all have 30 seconds to go with something better than that.
Oh, I was going to go for a Monty Bank.
Yeah. No, that's where your bank is. Actually, you have until I come back with a drink before. So think for a second, and I'll be back.
Oh, well, let's see. Well,
so the app that we use to get
tiger sharks,
it's the app that we use to get our
punts and your pay, and like your bounty, you collect your bounties.
I want to say something with a shark. Because we're hunting for hunting in our territory.
Yeah, but my thought would be something to do with since we're in New Florida, something to do with treasure or booty.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I'm a pirate, so I have to.
Yep.
Well, I
don't mind. I thought like Barbados or something like. What's his name?
Tortuga.
Oh.
No, that's Tortuga. That's an island, too.
What's Blackbeard's real name?
Oh.
Edward Teague. It doesn't work. I want, like, a famous pirate's last name.
All right.
Borgold.
Morgan.
Too close to JP Morgan.
Well, also, Captain...
I got that too.
Just Sparrow Bank, as in Captain Jack.
No, that's Disney.
we don't fucks with companies that get distance off the map. We get avoided. Famous pirate last names:
Bonnie.
I was gonna say
Kid, Bellamy Roberts, Calico Jack, Mary Read.
Something innocuous would be the boardwalk.
Boardwalk would be nice.
Because walk the plank and a message board, board.
Yeah, but then Hasbro sues us for Monopoly.
No.
Boardwalk is just like
boardwalk, concept. No, boardwalk is actually, boardwalks is more, was it Jersey? I think it is.
Dude, there's literally thousands of them in the world. Yeah, but it's not.
Feet? John, left feet?
I'm leaning towards Nautilap or the boardwalk. Boardwalk because it's kind of a nautical thing.
I had a thought.
Or the plank.
The plank sounds more like a bar, though.
Yeah, but why are we keeping with the pirate theme? We only got one pirate character.
Well, boardwalk is just... It's not pirate themed. Boardwalk is just water themed, and you're on New Florida.
And who discovered Florida?
Pantaleon?
Yeah.
It's too many words.
Just shorten it to Leon or DeLeon.
I think I'm gonna go with either Nautilamp or Boardwalk. Let's put it on the table. Mike, you go first.
I'm taking a fucking drink.
I did not notice when I just said that, by the way.
Yeah, let's go. I'd go with Boardwalk personally.
Cody?
I'll do Boardwalk.
Art? Boardwalk, but I'm still working on something.
He's been quiet this whole time. Letting our control ideas.
He wants that inspiration.
I want the plank to be a bar.
It's official. The plank's a bar.
Thank you.
Write it down. It exists. Are you done cooking, or did you give up?
He's cooking.
I'm setting it in stone in this conversation. And yeah. Either cook hard or
you can't rush art.
Well, obviously, we can rush art.
I've never done that, man.
I didn't even realize I was putting that.
You knew exactly what you were doing.
It could always be the IR.
Is it? Okay.
Inducement remittance.
Okay, and we're not doing that next.
Right, never mind.
Is that the one you had?
Okay. I was working on it. But.
All right. You're trying to find an S to go with it? I see where you're going. Inducement remittance service? Oh. It was right there.
Yeah.
It was right there. So we're gonna go with Boardwalk.
Rob, get a vote.
Oh, sorry, Rob, what would you vote for?
My vote doesn't matter. We already have 3 to it.
You're correct. I wanted Nautilap still, but anyway.
I vote Nautilap.
So Rob gets the...
Nope, still no inspiration. Brown nosing does not get you inspiration. All right. So you guys pop up in the Nautilap, and you kind of type in the name, because you hope they give you your name, or you give a description.
Mm-hmm.
Type.
Picture.
A picture will also get it. Did he say his name or no?
No, the fire guy? No, he did not.
No one did.
Neither of them.
We just grabbed pictures. That's our. Yeah, that was our thing. It was.
Told just. So I don't even need to give you a name for him unless I want to. Do I want to?
Well, if you're going based off the Pokemon, I could give you a description.
I've got a bunch. I don't want to use the name. You know what I mean? Because that's just someone's fan creation I borrowed. Fire based, magma based, fast as shit. I'm gonna say his name is Magma Razor. He's not original.
Okay.
So someone write that down. Magma Razor.
Magma Razor.
And his bounty was,
talk about a close shave.
His bounty was 15 grand.
15. Wow. He was a heavy hitter.
Yeah. He was the most dangerous one you bought by far. And
more
the
dangerous
other
dangerous to some than others.
And the other guy, who was the shadow sneak kind of guy.
Yeah.
Well,
I was gonna say, did we take a picture of his partner too?
He didn't have any.
No.
His partner also kind of got evaporated before we could take a picture.
Yeah.
Murderized him.
Somebody blew his ass up.
Yeah, he took a failed save to a lightning bolt to the face.
Oh, yeah, and then his grenades went off.
I was looking at the computer.
And then his grenades went off. I do remember that. Okay, so, and the other guy, I'm going to say he got a
bad name for him, but...
I'm listening?
No, because it's from something else, but the Night Haunter. That's from 40K, so...
Yeah. I'm thinking...
Well, you could use that one.
Mm-hmm. It's two words slapped together.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more like Skulk or... something else shadowy.
No, it's, you know, him. He was Skulk and his partner was Bull.
That's Power Rangers.
It was spoonerized, but yes.
Yes, I got it.
Yeah, I'm old.
But no, I think it'll be like, yeah, I'll go with Skulk because he didn't pick it. How about that? Mm-hmm. It was just assigned to him. That's his code name until I find out what his real name is.
Yeah.
If he ever comes up again, maybe he won't. Maybe he will. Anyway, so you guys, and he was only worth 10.
So 25 grand there.
And then you split 25 grand four ways.
I figure there was a cut because we were given an assignment. So
five ways, which equals out to 5 grand a piece.
5 grand.
Which it dividing that by 20 for gold pieces or 200 for platinum pieces if you're using D&D Beyond?
250 gold. 5,000 divided by 20.
Yep. Is where Cody goes, where the fuck is a pencil on the table like this?
Thank you.
So we should have somewhere around 385.
Yep. And I think I want to play this a little bit Shadowrun-like, where you have to maintain a lifestyle. So, you know, and the end of the month you'll have to pay, but I don't think that's going to be a problem for you guys, because as long as you...
Continue working.
Continue working, and continue succeeding, more like...
Mm-hmm.
Because there aren't always bounties this big. This is more of a... This was a weird week. And these kind of been...
35.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was 35, right? Or 250.
And then the original was 135.
125.
Uh-huh. So that's 375 total.
I had slightly more on my base money.
So. Correct, because you're a pirate. I don't remember why, but... It came with your background.
McIvers.
That wasn't the background. That's your race. Sorry.
I don't remember what my background is.
Sailor? Are we doing gold?
Mm-hmm. So I just do gold.
Fairman? Going to class features?
Description.
Description.
Well,
Witherburn.
Yep.
I'm going to take this opportunity and say, hi, guys. I'm going to go check into the hospital real quick.
There, and you know that it's not a street hospital per se, but it is a... A hood hospital?
A clinic?
It's more clinic than hospital, but you give them the right words and they put you in, they take you to the you get to stay more than just, you know, when we close.
Mm-hmm.
They have a deal with Nautilus to operate other people. Yeah, and it's taken out of your monthly fee with Nautilus. You don't even have to pay for it.
Okay.
But you go in and you're ministered to by a very tall man. You're very tall but skinny, right?
I'm skinny and tall.
So this guy is 6'5", 280, 300. He's a big dude. And then he's also a 5'2" nurse. Like that's a bit that nurse and then the 5'2" nurse, and they're working together, getting you strapped in, getting you know, getting you on the bed, you know, mm-hmm. make, you know, oh, where would you like us to put your weapons, sir? Like, very, like...
What weapons?
And he pointed the wristbands.
Those aren't weapons. They're just... They're just tools.
And they said, sir, where would you like us to put your weapons? And the big guy goes to take them off your wrist, because if you're in the shop, if you're in their facility, you're going to need not to be wearing those.
Alright.
I'm going to give you an MRI, and those things are metallic.
They bring over a bio, the guy hefts over a biometric safe that he's going to maglock to the floor. Put it in and use your biometrics on it, please.
And then I would go ahead and just throw them in and...
You scan your thumb.
Scan, yeah.
And he says, excellent, sir. He goes over and he says, you can engage the lock, the button's to your right.
And then I would just...
You hit it and it goes, thunk, and he's like, and he tries to lift it and you watch the muscles bulge on him. Mm-hmm. Doesn't move.
Okay.
So you're pretty sure no one's going to walk away with your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Showtech, you want to walk away with a shit?
This safe is still probably 600 to 700 pounds. This dude's a power lifter kind of guy.
But he can open it.
Oh, yeah, he can just tell you.
Point do we tell Primal that it's actually a translocation pad and everything in there just teleported away?
Yeah, so you guys are all going to get a text from Monty, thanking you for your good work for the day, and you get a get well. Prime mm-hmm. gets a get well soon kind of like really cheesy like kids card that shows up at his bedside the next day.
Got a little hand drawing of rabies on it.
No, it doesn't. Not unless you sent it.
Yes,
you get another one. You get two of them. What does everyone do with their? I wouldn't call them ill-gotten gains, but with their gains.
Well, I'm gonna take some time and buy the parts that I would need to.
Fix up the house.
Yeah,
house card.
Okay. And I did we set a number for how much that was gonna cost?
We didn't.
I'm gonna say you need approximately 10 grand worth of parts to get it perfect. And how much money do you? And you've got less than that, but you can. Potentially argue to buy.
I was gonna say, I'm a mechanic. I could argue to say, hey, can I go to a junkyard and find?
There isn't a junkyard here. This place has only existed a year, and they take trash barges off.
Okay.
They convert it into the bedrock of where you're standing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a trip to the mainland to find a junkyard, I can drive it.
I wouldn't mind taking a trip to the mainland.
That's totally a thing you guys could do.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't mind the when the water starts building up.
I mean, I can swim. I would request for mid-tier parts. So I would work on bare essentials first.
Okay, so you're gonna do that. We'll do the trip to the mainland with you two after we get everyone else. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Art, what's Showtech doing? Is he finding a nicer apartment?
Yes.
And so, does he have high class tastes?
Yeah.
In my head, he's like a Decker from Shadowrun who wants to live somewhere really nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, so you just found a better apartment, or did you find a townhouse of your own? Or you probably just wanted the apartment for the convenience of it.
Yeah, the apartment for the convenience of it.
10K
of 500.
Okay. Yeah.
20 is the multiplier.
Okay.
But yeah, so you find you find two options on apartments. I think we've already done apartment options with you, but I'll give you your two options. You have the penthouse, beautiful views, kind of small though. It's one of the smaller skyscrapers. Building a skyscraper on a floating island, scary, but it works. And then you've got one that's on a much shorter building, but it's squatter, and you still get the penthouse, but you get a much more living space to work with. Which would you pick? But the same price. It'd be like four. It'd be 5 grand a month.
I'd take the
better view.
Or more
space. Better. It's better view or more space. Those are your two choices.
Nah, better view.
Yeah. So you took a small downgrade in size for a much better view.
Yeah.
And you can write that down somewhere that your monthly cost is just all told for living expenses is 5 grand, which, you know, is not perfectly expensive when you think about, you know, it's a penthouse suite. You figure the Nautilus is helping subsidize that somehow to keep you here. That's, let's say maybe they're paying half, and that's why it's so cheap. So, Rob, what's Serge do with his gains?
Well, he's actually going to be contacting his patron, seeing if there's any services they need.
And his patron being,
I have to look up the history. 1 second. It's been quite a while.
It's changed like 3 times too.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember which one it is.
Well, you think about that. We'll do what Rabies is doing, and then we'll do. And if you're ready, then we'll do yours.
Rabies. How about I just join them for the mainland trip?
Okay, well, I got to do what Rabies is doing with his money first.
I have a shopping list that I want to pick up, and it's all just stuff that's on the our thing, and it just, you know, the
grenades and other, you know,
sending stones.
Pens?
No, sending stones.
Send you home, no. Or send you to prison.
Sending stones.
Yeah, to send you to Jesus.
Send people straight to hell.
Okay, yeah, so you that's fine. You can find...
I did the math. I figured out.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you guys are going to take a trip to the mainland. Should I take you going with them, or are you enjoying your time not with them? This is a valid concern.
No, I'll tag along.
Also, you can find fun toys in a junkyard. Find something that's still working that they don't think is working.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys go, and let's see. Who's your face? I think it's Showtek, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's why. You really want him to go with you. You find the largest junkyard you've ever seen. It's at least 100. It's at least 20 miles on a side.
Right.
And it is absolutely stacked. 10 stories tall. It is a brick.
I took a wrong turn. We're at the Mid-Atlantic garbage patch. Sorry.
All right. The question is, what parts are necessarily needed for the vehicle? So let's say, like, does my vehicle have AC?
No.
Then how?
Okay. Here's what's write this down. Here's what's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Your engine's toast. Your trans is toast. Your pumpkin's toast. It's the rear differential. Yeah, I have one weird term about transmissions. No AC. Heat will work when the engine works. Your radiator's trashed. They basically got you off the lot, but you made it, and then it died. You were sold a lemon. You were aware it was a lemon, but you also got it for a steal.
Yeah.
So you're not mad.
No.
But realistically, that's what will be broken. Mm-hmm. The majority of your cost is going to be in the engine and the transmission.
Okay.
Your tires are fine. You could get better tires. Mm-hmm. They're not bald yet. But let's just say, if you're driving it in rain, you're going to be rolling checks.
Mm-hmm.
So tires would be a good thing to add to the list.
Well, at this point in time, I would be looking for an engine and a transmission. Engine and AC.
Because it's not moving anyway.
It's not moving anyway.
You can get away with a generator and a Mitsubishi wall unit for cheaper.
But if I'm going to be fixing a vehicle, AC is important.
Fix it right. Okay. So yeah, you guys show up to. It is not an exaggeration to say the biggest garbage. This is the biggest dump in America for sure, maybe the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the pride of Florida.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Must be in the Everglades. No,
that's still preserved.
Okay.
No, actually, it's a town that decided to let it be built around them. There's a town inside it.
There's actually a town that is just like that, actually.
Yeah, I know that is. This is a real thing I'm using, mm-hmm. but just things scaled up.
Okay, but yeah. So, how rare is it to find a working engine for this vehicle?
You can make... To be clear, this is a box truck. You can put almost any kind of engine in it.
I can put any kind of engine in it, but... If it's not the right engine, no. I would have to weld up.
Wait, didn't you say it was electric?
No, it's not. You should probably e-swap it because it makes your life easier. Mm-hmm. But that's if you wanted that. Because it's actually gasoline,
mm-hmm.
which is really rare now.
Yeah. Okay.
So you might want to e-swapping. It's probably a better decision. But then you'd need
solar panels, which is heavy.
No, you'd need the electric engine, a battery, and then.
But batteries are much more common now.
Significantly.
Okay.
And there's actually a whole section of this place that is all used batteries with big-ass quotations.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone else looking for anything while they're here? Because this is a... You realize...
This is a playground.
It's basically a playground. Anybody who likes tech or, you know, engines or boats. There's a bunch of boat parts. Whole boats you could haul off with a trailer. I assume you guys run a truck.
Hey, rabies. I can upgrade the diesel engine you got in.
That's electric for sure. Solar maybe.
Man.
You put a big ass solar panel on top and move, and you're fine.
What's solar sails? What?
Oh. Yeah, almost everything's electric. It's just more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Gasoline is honestly leaving Florida trying to find a gas station really really uncommon. Texas has some.
My character was in Sudan, where, but still gasoline efficient.
But electric is also used a lot.
Yes.
But there are more gas stations.
Yeah,
There are more gas stations in Sudan than America now. Let's do some math here. Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, you got, and Showtek, is there anything that are you just looking for a fun thing?
Oh, I'm just looking for any type of...
All right, I'm going to need an investigation from all four of you. And everyone will find something based on what they investigate, because I think it's more fun that way.
By the way, my character is looking to see if there's any airplane parts.
Dope. Any particular kind of airplane, or just anything aeronautical?
Aeronautical. More for his background related.
I have a thing I want to give you so bad, but I have to find a reason to do it.
You're going to be okay, sir.
My investigation is...
Not post to the chat. Or did it post to the wrong chat, I wonder?
I don't know. Honestly, if you just roll in D&D Beyond, I can always check it if I need to.
Yep. Well, I rolled in D&D Beyond. I rolled a 13 plus 1.
That's fine. I'm not going to worry about that. That I know. If I really have to review it, I can't. I don't think I'm going to need to worry about it. So 13 plus 1 is 14, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go around the table. We'll start with Rob. Got a 13 plus 1, 12 plus 1 for 13. A 13 plus 1 for 14.
14 total.
You find. In the one of the corners, there's a little aeronautical graveyard. 99.9% of it is absolute garbage. Like, it is truly scrap. And, like, there's even, like, a thing where they'll pay you, like, a couple bucks, you know, like, $1 per 100 pounds to move things over to the junk. Like, to a junk pile for it to be checked, you know? If you can check that it's truly trash, then they'll compact it versus letting it be whole. But you do find what looks like a repulsor engine that is almost working. And, you know, that's used in modern day dirigibles.
Alrighty.
And when you look at it with the help of Hugo, who knows engines specifically, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've touched one of these before because you were in Sudan, and they use them to do hover tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Hugo looks at it and says, "This engine's fine. It's just inverted."
Shh, don't tell them that.
Yeah,
come on.
No. If I'm going to say something like that, I'm going to say it down low and quiet,
or in a text message. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you look at it and that plus. You know, maybe a couple. Yeah, you could potentially make a modern day dirigible with that, or a dirigible, basically. Like,
yeah,
I think like a hover boat.
Mm-hmm.
I like this plan.
Mm-hmm. sky gondola, you know, that kind of deal.
Skyboat. I would say, where do you want this? I could probably install it.
Well, let's just take it back for now. Okay. I don't have any particular location to set up yet.
Gee, I guess we could start at a panel truck.
It's a big bitch.
Would I be? What's in my shit?
No. Okay. You get a skid loader and you take it out.
Okay.
Like,
we're sailing a little low in the water on the way back.
Yeah. No, I mean, maybe 3 foot cubed is more reasonable because you got to slot it into something and then it will fold out to do the repulsing.
Okay.
So that and they have that for like. It's labeled as 4 parts and it's $1,000. It's like it's way undervalued. It'd be like $15,000 if you tried to buy a new one, easy. Like even a cheap one. Let's see what grade it is. On a grade of 1 to 5, 1 being it's a toy, and 5 being bitch is cutting edge. What is it? What's the math? That'd be grade 4, right?
For what number?
Yeah, that's a 15 on the 20. So yeah, this is. As good as some of the military shit you worked on, like you've seen the modern equivalent of a helicopter with this in it, and it was like replacing one you were flying. So it's nice, and what you can write down is a military grade, or a military grade hover engine.
That's a scary thought. Military grade doesn't always mean best of the best.
I know, right? I know that. It means that it's cheap enough the military was willing to pay for it, but hit their the standards list they have. Let's more say...
state of the art.
No, because that would be 5.
It's not quite bleeding edge, but it's up there.
No, you could still...
Upper middle tier.
I would say you could still say top of the line military grade.
State of the art at the time of the surge.
Maybe earlier than that, even.
Just throwing it out there. It's state of the art, but it's a few years old.
It's a 2025 model. There we go. About 5 years old, but it's, you know, still great. Anyway, so you have a hover. You have a hover engine to play with later.
Yep.
Mike, how did you do in your roll?
I rolled an 11 plus 1 for a 12.
What are you looking for? Boat parts or just stuff?
Really, I was just going to say he's like climbing shit. He's playing King of the Mountain.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's like a...
You find a... What looks like a full-ass clubhouse that has been abandoned.
Cool.
I'm talking... There's steel plates for floors. There's tables, chairs. There's a TV on the wall. There's a bar in the back with an empty keg. And some empty bottles of booze, and on the wall it's the scrapyard trio is on a signboard.
Okay, and that's interesting. So I'll hang out there for a little while, and you know,
as you're kind of sitting there enjoying, you know, just kind of enjoying being in a weird location, you see that there is a counter on the board with the name, the Scrapyard Trio. And it's like clicked the last time we were here, like to let their friends know they were there. And the last time they were there was in 2027.
Yeah.
It's been at least almost four years since someone was there. Okay. So you got a feeling it's probably abandoned, and if you wanted to there's more here if you want to dig deeper. Or you just have a place to come back to if you ever go to the junkyard.
I'll dig deeper, but, you know, it's...
What you're going to find is a go bag.
Neat.
Inside is a, a non-functional pistol. Like, 9mm, that's doesn't work. Obviously, per the rules of the universe being rewritten.
It's a collector's edition.
It's a paperweight. It doesn't really do anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you convert it to an energy pistol, which is a conversion that is very, very, is frightfully easy.
So, when you know what you're doing.
I could do that for you.
You really could. You need like two parts. A new receiver and a new mag lock. And a new mag lock. And then you'll find $500 in cash. And then you'll find it's a laptop. An actual laptop, which you realize you don't, or I guess you guys wouldn't realize it wouldn't be unusual, but to the players, laptops are not common. Everyone uses their phones and AR rings, and that's a phone in this world is as powerful as an incredibly powerful desktop or even a low end supercomputer in our world. So you don't need more than that unless you are doing some seriously heavy duty things. So finding a laptop is weird.
I got two paperweights and that's it. Yeah, that's all that was in the bag. Yeah.
And it looks nice though. It's older obviously, but it looks sleek, which is an unusual thing to find.
Okay. I'll take the bag and I'll, you know, write scratch something into where I found it. You know, rabies was here.
Okay.
Just in case they come back.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if they're ever coming back.
I got a 3. Maybe. it's not no.
Not a no, but
I would be a 1.
At least one of them's still alive, as that's what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do hear the sounds of, like, fighting occasionally. People scrap over things. There's not a no combat rule here, but there is a no killing rule, and there are cameras most places to help facilitate that. Now, obviously, if you're in the clubhouse, there's no cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find it, it isn't yours until you get it out and pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe Showtech, Serge. You found your hover engine. Mike found the
laptop the energy pistol.
Energy pistol. Not yet
energy pistol.
And
that's it. That's totally it. That's all I found.
Are you gonna hand it to Showtech? What do?
I will eventually, but the money is not showing up.
I just see him handing the laptop to Showtech and saying, "What's with this weird book?"
My book doesn't work.
Hey, it got letters like a book.
So,
there's sideways.
Hugo, right?
Yep.
What was your investigate?
Well, my investigation was 11 minus 1.
Okay. 10.
But I
would you know what you were looking for?
Mm-hmm.
So, with that roll, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have AC or the engine. The AC is much harder to find the next time, but the engine's what you need to make the AC do something.
Well, I took.
Are you e-swapping or not?
It's okay. I did the research while you guys were talking. It's one of the best things about energy vehicles is there is no engine. It's four individual motors.
Correct. Can find it. What I'm saying is you can find an e-swap kit for what you're doing here for sure. They have it. There's a whole fucking wall of that shit. If you want an actual engine, you're gonna find the bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you could get your vehicle rolling with a battery with an e-swap kit today.
The question is how much would that e-swap be?
It would be every bit of your total payout was $5,000. It would probably cost you every bit of what you made to get the e-swap kit. Because it's got the battery, it's got the motors, it's got
it would be the entire gas combustion engine. So,
yeah, effectively.
Yeah. I would start looking into the
If you've been a mechanic, you've done the e-swap.
Okay,
you have. If you ever a mechanic before, you've done this before.
Okay.
So yeah, you're gonna buy the e-swap kit.
Yeah,
and they actually have like 3 or 4 different models to pick. You find the one that's closest to what you have. You realize
it needs to be heavy duty because it's a truck. So
you find that not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You even find with a slightly bigger battery because it was just mislabeled, and you're like, I'm not changing that shit. Showtech, how'd you do, sir?
I rolled a 15 plus 6 for 21.
All right, sir, you had a field day. Walking around, and you went to the consumer electronics section.
Of course. Anything that I could convert and sell for profit.
And you went over to every hacker's dream. The cell phone section.
Oh, you mean my hand grenades?
Yeah.
What you mean is sending stones?
I believe I remember how you make your money, sir. And you knew where to go. You've probably been to a place like this before.
Are you kidding? He just follows his senses like, yep, this feels right.
Rule 5d6.
That's how many cell phones you walk away with.
And he rolls 5.
We're going to need to roll again after this. Not, this has been on that not many days. The roll?
Was it close?
Oh.
16.
That was close. Roll 3d6. Okay, hold on. You found 16 cell phones that are functional, and you could get some, that you could get them to turn on and function for you because you talk nicely to them. Roll 3d6.
18.
No. 11.
11 of them were not wiped properly.
Ooh.
Roll 2d6.
What? It's more than the 11. What the hell?
5.
5 of them have financial data stored on them. And if you want to know which of them are of a model that they could probably afford to lose the money, or do you not care?
No, afford to lose the money.
Two of them are very cheap. Obviously, could not afford.
Those two will get investigated later.
Okay.
To see if they're just burner phones that they forgot to wipe properly.
Interesting.
At which point, then, yes, that's all going in the account.
Okay. And the other three are two of them from the same person. So it's not quite as good for you, but you realize it's some rich prick who keeps thinking he breaks his phone. And lots of messages about, like, girlfriend number 2, girlfriend number 3. He is an investment banker.
He got money to burn. Is there personal data with the financial data?
Oh, yeah, entirely. He has the guy's life on the phone.
Okay. Does the picture look like any of us?
No. No.
With enough make?
It's all good, I got it.
Being up after my sleep.
I appreciate that.
Over there.
Oh, they dropped one.
Underneath the seat. Underneath the car seat.
Would you like to know the man's name?
Yes.
Amar Tarconi. A-M-A-R. T-A-R-C-O-N-I.
He's been thinking about this person a while, so he's got plans for this person.
I had a minute to think about it. And like,
I know Tarconi.
Yeah, and you will find that he is an investment banker, but doesn't it doesn't seem like when you do your due diligence on it, find out if he's a dirtbag or not. His clients never seem to make any money, but he's rolling in dough. He's like, how badly can I ruin this man's life with two of his cell phones? Not one, two of his cell phones. Sorry, it's not as effective, but it's a better guy. Oh, and the other two, two people with no money, surprisingly, one of them was screwed over by Tarconi.
Well, I guess he'll get some of the money back.
That phone actually acted as a cryptocurrency wallet. There was 15 grand on it.
In Bitcoins or in cash?
The equivalent of Bitcoin.
Okay.
And you realize that five grand worth is one of the people got ripped off by that person who got ripped off. That's where it came from. Ten of that 15 came from that person. If they got anything, they'd be happy.
Yeah, they'll probably get 5 back.
Yeah, and then be happy as a clam. Just have money show up, pennies from heaven.
It sounds painful.
So and he practices in Florida.
Yeah, he's from Florida.
Okay.
He works out of a big ass office in Miami.
Is this somehow related to a certain political?
No,
okay.
No politics.
No, just this is just a dick. Some rich prick, and the other one you just find is he's some kind of I wouldn't say rich prick, I'd say he's rich. The other guy, or let's say it's a rich lady, and she's not a fashionista, but she would not. No, that wouldn't have forgotten to wipe the phone. I was gonna say a tech guru, but that would not be it.
Let's say it's a tech guru's kid who wrecked their phone, wanted a new phone, so they dumped it and didn't wipe it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a ton of money there, but there's like $500 and you have their social because they were stupid and stored it in their phone. And that's for a 17-year-old little young 17-year-old girl. Do with that as you will. So we have some financial gray heading. I you're not black heading it because you're doing the right thing for people, but you're kind of not.
I'm kind of not.
It isn't black hat though.
No, I would take it all and not care.
Yeah, exactly. there's some. There isn't a big moral compass, but there's not a I'm an asshole.com attached to it. So yeah, you guys, I think...
No, there are enough people out there that can afford to lose the money that...
Mm-hmm. So I want to say, to get that much information and all that, you're probably there for at least 5 or 6 hours. And to get, to, you know, and to wait for the, to wait for the pallet, to wait for the what's it called,
Skid loader
to come in and get the engine and get the e-swap kit too. Do you know why your e-swap kit was left here?
Why?
It didn't fit. Some guy just dumped it because it was a union job.
It's too big.
It's too big.
Yeah.
You're like, perfect.
I am happy.
Oh yeah,
it was little Ford Raptor, and you're like, This is for like a military truck. What was this dumbass thing? Like,
well,
they say it's built for tough.
No, not Ford.
Anyway,
so I'll while I'm waiting, I keep checking on them every once in a while. But then I'll go back and I'll find some paints and stuff and paint my my Jolly Roger in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
You know, next to where it says the trail, and then click it. Give it a click, saying that, you know, I'm here.
Mm. Yeah. And when you click it, it's like which member was here? It was a 1, 2, or 3, and there is an add a member slot.
I'll do that one.
Yeah, it looks like member 2. It was the last one to be here, and it was 3 years ago. I think Luke said it was 2030, right? Because that's the time. That's the time.
Yep, time. You were in 2030. Mm-hmm.
Because it's the same time period as the main podcast right now. It will not stay identical, but that's currently what it's at. You guys get back to New Florida. It moved a little bit, but you just got on your boat and moved a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Drove a little farther. You guys settle in, and do you do anything with the laptop yet or no? Or are you going to wait until you get home and you say, hey, I got a thing?
I'll show it to...
Tech guy. This laptop. Did you ever work in the private sector, or have you? Did you? Showtech. I have a question for you. What did you do before working as a hood? Did you work? Did you work for somebody, or were you just stripping money?
I was always stripping money.
Okay. You look at this, and this is not consumer grade. This is something important to somebody.
Okay.
And you guarantee it's encrypted up the yin yang, because there's no reason for a physical unit these days. Everything is you're better off with a digitized version. The fact that it's a hard unit means there's something in it that they didn't want someone else to get access to. You can't even find a data connection to it. You have to touch it to connection to it. It's actually air gap. Yeah. You have to touch it to actually do anything. Wow. It didn't do it. It didn't react. I mean, you thought it was broken until you touched it, and you're like, holy shit, this thing's still got battery.
Nickel
batteries. Is my book okay?
Yeah, your book's going to be just fine.
Okay.
Give you $5,000 for it.
Okay.
He's gonna have to write that down.
How much do we end up paying for the engine?
I think the hover engine ended up costing five.
5,000 gold?
Yes. No,
$5,000.
250 gold.
250 gold.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 10,000 I made.
Can I make a persuasion to lower that?
That's what Showtech, let's see what percentage you can get. We'll do one roll for the whole squad.
For the whole squad, huh?
Yep.
Can I make the roll?
who's got better?
I have a plus 11 to persuasion.
Oh, this persuasion's actually better than mine.
Is it really? Roll it then.
It's like I'm a charisma character.
Warlock.
I rolled a 19 plus 11.
What's knock 30% off? Yeah, so mark 30% off everything you paid at that place. For everything.
Alright.
I didn't pay anything. Because you said I found money. How much did the phones cost?
They assuming they're scrapped, they actually have like $10 a piece. Like, and let's assume you grab more, you grab 20 so they don't suspect something. And you're like, if you'd use parts for that one for something if I wanted to.
Yeah, any of the ones that are.
Anything that'll turn on, you use it.
Yeah.
$5,000 for the kit. That's wild. $5,000 for the engine.
If you're doing the e-swap, you don't need the engine.
No, motors.
No, but
they're motors.
No, but he said everything included.
Your e-swap kit includes four motors, a battery, and the solar panel. That's it.
That's everything that's needed. Period.
Yeah, except you don't have AC. You don't have like the things that make a vehicle comfortable. You don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fully drivable once you get it set up.
That's what 260 is for.
Yeah. Except you're not getting up to 60 miles an hour in New Florida.
No, it's a fucking island. Actually, it's a pretty big island. You could probably get up to 60. You'd be chased by the cops, but you could do it. Everyone can get the 30% off the what they bought, because that was a really good roll.
But anything.
I'm sorry, I did not know that you were going to get 30% off, but you got an extra $5,000 back, so
yeah.
It was a good shape for you.
True.
I think you got your boat as a gift, right? So you didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Monty gave it to you.
Yes.
Because Monty likes you.
Yep.
Despite everyone else not liking you, people not liking you, because they don't understand you. Monty understands you and likes you because of it. He's a good guy. Mostly.
Odd question. Yes. Are we making... I got an odd question. I believe inspirations are we're using as reactions, but what about guidance?
Guidance is also a reaction.
Okay. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let you use it for like... anything that you do multiple times, it's not... I mean, you're only going to get to use it once.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Like, what? If you have to do something every round, like as a skill check, I'm not going to let you use it every round. I'm going to say once per encounter kind of thing for adding it.
Okay.
Same thing with resistance, which I'm also making a reaction because it's better.
What is the conversion cost of the conversion kit for the pistol? If I'm going to be paying that, I might as well.
Like $500?
$500, and would that...
That would bump into a tactical pistol.
I don't know if I can do that.
Oh, is it? I think it's hand crossbow. Oh, you're not proficient.
Tactical energy pistol, heavy crossbow.
I don't think you're heavy crossbow proficient.
Yeah.
You can get it like the pea shooter equivalent, which would be like $250 as a boat defense weapon.
Club, dagger, dart, javelin, mace, quarterstaff, scimitar, sickle, sling, and spear.
For cool, is it round
up? You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give it to you, as you would not use a sling. A slingshot, you would.
It's all good.
If you had ever lived as like a human, I would give it to you. But you were a human rodentia. Okay. It's more of a thing to have on your boat.
I was just gonna say it's a showpiece. I'm not gonna change it over since I can't use it for that anyways.
It's a nice like silver pistol. It's pretty looking. It's shiny. That's why you found it. You found it in the bag. But yeah,
it's in the go bag.
A chromed out.
Actually, it is chromed out, and it's when Showtek sees it, it's not just a pistol. There's something else to it, and you learn it was a smart pistol. The bullets were homing.
Oh,
however, it would not do anything now. It would hit a target and not... It wouldn't even be able to... The smart walls don't do anything. It was a very specialized weapon.
Well, smart pistols use rocket ammo, which I believe rockets still work.
Rockets do still work.
So...
It isn't...
It isn't a gyrojet. It is a actual smart bullet. Like, really, really high tech.
Talking Cyberpunk.
Like, 2024 would be really big. And then bullets stop working. Shit. However, they still work in space.
So
they've discovered that. Like, anything outside Earth's atmosphere works fine.
So plane shifting, it'll still work.
Correct.
Cool. I got a showpiece if we ever go somewhere.
Art, do you want to try cracking into that laptop, or are you going to let it sit for a bit?
I'll let it sit for a bit.
You realize that it seems like it's gaining charge as it gets out of the Faraday cage that was the giant ass wall of metal.
This is going to be.
We're passing notes to the DM.
Yeah, it's fun.
Agreed.
If you can read my writing, that's the problem.
Ooh. Okay, I can read I read the first note.
Okay.
Yes, you already told you that.
Yeah, but does it actually have the his actual worksheets for the real books, the fixed books?
Let's see how dumb this guy is. Hold on.
What's your number on a D12?
46, drop lowest.
Huh?
Rolling intelligence.
No.
No, that's an 11. That's the
six. Okay.
11? Yeah, no, absolutely. Both books are there.
Okay.
One's labeled real books, one's labeled fake books. Or no, one's just labeled with the year, and the other one's labeled with actual year. Mm-hmm.
Ghost Drive? No, sorry.
Okay, and that's okay. Spreadsheets. Now I read
spreadsheets. It. Yeah. Okay.
And yes, they are there. Blackmail.
No, I'm just thinking about just sending him off to the FBI.
I would. That's just me.
anonymously send the books off to the FBI.
And you sleep a little bit better that night. you guys had a fun trip to the junkyard. You have a new toy to look at later, or whenever it strikes your fancy.
I have a new toy to look at whenever I feel like it.
You can plane shift out of this. You know.
It's going to sit in my helm for a while.
Oh, do you tell him it's fancy or not?
What?
The pistol.
The pistol? Oh, absolutely.
Okay. You have 2 mags worth of the bullets, by the way. And it's a Glock 9. It's effectively a Glock, so 20 bullets per mag.
22. Plus 1.
it depends on the model.
The magazines never change.
For like a Glock 19 versus a Glock...
magazine never changes.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I didn't know Glock mags were unchangeable. So 22. There is not one in the chamber.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, typically they won't leave it loaded because you'll compress the spring too much.
Correct. Yeah. It's a mistake. Never store them.
You could store it loaded with 5, without ruining spring.
So you find a box that is equivalent of 2 mags.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you guys, New Florida is feast or famine when it comes to finding work like that. You have days, you have weeks where you can't sleep because you're so busy, and you could have a month with nothing. This is not that month. roughly 2 weeks later, you guys have had time to.
I would have swapped the motor by then.
Yeah, and you can cruise around now. You do realize you're going to need to pay for parking, which I believe.
Every half second resetting the thing is.
Because he's moved. You moved.
Whoever parks there is going to have a tree
forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or do you just park there to sleep?
If the spot is open, I'm just going to park there for the night.
To sleep? You can find it most nights.
Okay.
Rabies is just kind of enjoying being a pirate.
Yeah.
Living on his boat. People, you've got some friends who come visit just to say, hey.
Yeah.
But most people who, like, not the owners of the nice boats, but the people who work on the nice boats will come and hang out with you because they realize that you're chill.
Yeah.
They'll bring food. You don't ever cook for yourself. People bring you food to eat.
And they know the sweet tooth.
And they bring and you, always, you provide alcohol, they provide food. And
they give me candy, I'm happy.
Exactly.
I'm going to show up with cotton candy.
You're a bastard. Have you ever seen a raccoon with cotton candy?
No.
Oh, it's hysterical.
It is.
I'll look it up later. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Raccoons wash their food.
Oh. Damn.
The depression?
And my reaction. You're a bastard.
Don't you know enough not to do that?
He'd do it out of habit.
Yeah.
With like, his hands clean as it's melting before him.
Well, it doesn't melt. It becomes one. A ball.
No. It
melts.
It melts. It literally vanishes.
Somebody who has poured liquid over the cotton candy, it does become one for a bit, and then it melts to nothing.
Yeah, but if you just take the cotton candy and dunk it
in, it disappears.
It just disappears instantaneously.
You're a bastard.
All right. Serge, what are you doing in that two-week period?
Well, I'm contacting, as I said, my patron.
Did you figure out who that was, by the way?
Yep.
Who was it?
The Hawaiian god Lono, L-O-N-O.
Okay. Lono, I
could be mispronouncing it, but it seems simple.
Probably, but we'll do our best. I don't think they have any requests from you at present, besides to, actually, no, there's someone from who is missing from the mainland who was last seen on New Florida. I'm sorry, there's someone missing from the main, from the Big Island who was last seen on New Florida. He'd like you to locate him.
All right, any descriptions?
5'4" female, Hawaiian girl, and there's a with a picture attached.
Okay. I will keep my eye out for the 2 weeks, or if something happens.
Alright.
After a few days of trying just by myself, I would probably try to contact Showtech.
Can you hack that cameras for me, please? Or just scan for this person?
He will not go directly to Showtech right away.
He'll try himself first. Okay. Cody, you had something to say?
Small detail of the podcast. Where's our question of the day?
You bastards.
Next trigger!
All right, stop the process. What's the question of the day, y'all?
Whose turn is it?
I know I started it.
Yes.
I did the first one. Second episode, I believe, was you, Mike.
Oh, shit.
So that's you, Cody.
Well, what are your character's thought processes of the situation?
How do you like working for Nautilus?
Yes.
There we go. Yes. Here's the question. And Cody's question was, how do you like working for Nautilus so far?
Mm-hmm. Hugo, he's just happy to have a permanent back and forth for now. This goes along with his backstory that he's trying to find a place to belong.
So far, he feels like they're treating him pretty right here.
Mm-hmm.
As far as he has they haven't screwed him yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a step up from what he's used to.
Yes.
Showtech, how do you feel working for Nautilus so far?
I'm fine with it. I have no problems. Hey, they pay half my bills, so
they do pay half your bill. It's a really nice apartment that you probably could definitely afford on your own, but you don't have to now.
I don't have to.
Rob, how does Storm Surge like it?
Well, as long as they're not screwing him over, he's happy. The moment they screw him over, that's when the situation changes.
Admiral Rabies?
Rabies loves it.
Best job ever.
Best job ever, yep.
They bought him a boat. they gave him money.
They gave him a motorcycle.
They did. They're
treating him right.
They've treated him the rightest of all of you. Like, there's not a question. Also, you're the only New Florida native.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I am the Florida man.
And they're like, he's basically the company mascot. And you know what? We're not mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
You occasionally just get money to show up and you realize they've used you in like a promotional photo somewhere.
That's fine.
News reporter catches us on the job.
No. They know people like.
No.
New Florida. They know you're working. Yeah. They're cool with it.
No.
Because you're not capes.
No, it's not that. It's they catch him on the job. They get a snapshot and they send it in.
It's the Peter Parker thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just get like $50 just like randomly deposited. You're like, I'm not mad.
Even though I can't get drunk.
Because you're immune to poison. All right. So,
All right. Is there anything else we want to do before we cap this off for the night?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and crack into the laptop.
All right. I need you to roll me a power check, specifically Technopath. Do you have any
shadow?
Do you have any specific abilities for about cracking into? I don't remember if we put any hacking specific abilities in there. I don't think we did, but that doesn't mean we didn't.
Can I offer to support him with Florida Man?
No.
I'm going to offer him a guidance.
You can do that. And also, if you want, you don't have lightning. You have weather. Honestly, if you had lightning, you could technically supercharge whatever he's trying to use to do it. But it could also damage it.
I was going to say.
On a bad check.
Yeah.
No, not really. I'd have to look at the rank 3 stuff.
If you don't have rank 3 yet. So either way, it would. I don't think I did. I think I wanted to and I didn't.
Yeah, because you got the expertise in technology.
Yeah.
I can interact with all visible tech within 30 feet.
Yep.
Phone calls are untraceable.
Uh-huh.
I can explode the phones.
Which is useful.
Right? I love that one. Electric vehicles drive for half their max. You drive half their maximum speed increased by 15%.
15 or 50?
15.
1.5?
1.5.
Okay. Because 50 would be insane.
And then you make technology checks as a bonus action.
I think I'm going to tag something in there. Mike, if you can note what we're going to update. You don't have to write it in yet, because I'm going to say that we're going to call it data breach, and that you have advantage on hacking checks.
Okay.
Because you just are talking to it. You ask nicely instead of brute forcing. And that'll be. I almost want to call that a spark, because it's not a. It's such a rare thing that'll come up.
All right. Well, what was it again?
It's data breach. Advantage on hacking. So roll with advantage, Art, as you try and crack into this laptop. You will recognize the encryption as, it's some black site tech company that whose name I will eventually establish, or we can do that now and come up with it.
We'll come up with it next. Let's think about it.
Yeah, we'll go over the next episode. Okay, but roll, and I'm actually going to oppose with some D6s.
Guidance is what, a D4?
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah, no, Yoshi has advantage, so I can't help him with my tech roll.
All right, but with advantage? I thought a fun way to do this is I roll a number of D6s, and you're going to roll your D20.
Okay.
It's how well it was done.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was an interesting thing. Because it's randomized, it's what seed it's on to make it more difficult.
Cool. I'll do mine at disadvantage if you want.
Tell him what you rolled.
I rolled a 19 and a 20.
You don't ever roll like this.
What about the
D4? I rolled a 1 on the D4.
And that 20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I rolled? 27. with a nat 20, though.
That puts me at 27 exactly.
I know, but you have a nat 20, so he ignores my shit anyway. But no, legitimately, you're like, this is the hardest. Usually it's seconds for you.
Yeah.
You probably spent 4 or 5 hours poring over this thing. Your eyes are bloodshot as you're just reading the code, and you're like, whatever code monkey did this deserves a goddamn raise. and then it cracks in, and I want to say that it is the company. I just thought it. The company, his name is going to be Draco, DRACO. And I'll think of an acronym for that later.
I can work on that.
I think it's like defensive something 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 armaments. You know,
so defensive, reactive,
armor. But anyway, we'll think about it in between. Before the next episode, but inside this is a backup of their servers, one of their weapon manufacturing or R&D laptop R&D servers from 2020 to 2025. You see shit in here that you know is against the Geneva Convention. you know it's against every law you've ever seen. You also
Canada.
You also see things like missile defense systems that are far and away more advanced than anything you've ever heard of.
But the most important one you found is it was the last thing that was entered, and it's called, and it's just labeled Stopper, like code name Stopper, and it is a bullet that disables powers for a certain amount of time, and it's marked as completed. You do not have the specs for how they built it, but it is marked as completed, and it's like everything else. You have like how like parts needed to build it and things like that. That one isn't even listed. It says see file this, and it doesn't exist.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Like it literally says go to this room, go to this file cabinet, and go get the physical piece of paper with this information written on it. And it's listed to turn anyone's powers off for an hour. And as you think on the ramifications of being able to turn anyone's powers off for an hour, I think it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.